Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back, everybody. We've got a great webinar today. This was originally going to be how to use VocePress to do page building. And we will still touch on a few of those items. But let me just back up. A few days ago in the WP Studio forums, one of the members had asked, well, can you also add Zion Builder to our series on looking at page builders? And my first reaction was, absolutely, we can add something that would be of interest to the community. And let me dig a little bit further. Now, I had remembered seeing Zion Builder when they came with their AppSumo deal. Now, just so you know, the AppSumo lifetime deal is still going on. So after today's webinar, or this, even after the second webinar we do later today, if Zion Builder tweaks your interest, I would encourage you to head on over there. It is $99 for a lifetime, unlimited websites lifetime. So it's very rare we get, I think, a quality plugin actually having a true lifetime deal that is still offered. Now, the reason why I initially wrote this off, and I admit it was simply because of a visual aspect. Does anybody see what it looks exact? If all I were to go on were their little slides of showing an example of how this works, I think I'm not the only one who sees Breezy or Brizzy. That the idea of this singular horizontal vertical looking management bar, it just looked too much like Brizzy. So I was a little hesitant. And then I found out that Zion Builder has a free try. So I believe it, if you go to try.zionbuilder.io, let me see if I can find it. Yeah. You can actually try this out yourself. So you can actually try the pro version of Zion Builder. They set up a multi-site. You can create a free account. And it will give you like this test version of Zion Builder so you can do everything that we play around with today. So I started playing around with this and I was sold for multiple reasons. One, it's not bloated. Two, the speed is light years beyond any other page builder I have used. And partly it's so fast is Zion Builder uses Vue.js to create the whole interface and everything about the builder experience, which means it's not using React or other types of JavaScript. It is using Vue.js, and it is very fast because of the modularity of the system. Plus, they did what I've always wanted every page builder to do, make a uniformed styling management system so that each element has the same types of settings and you can find those same types of settings in the same location. And the final thing, Zion Builder probably provides the best theme builder system that makes logical sense to somebody who may not want to get too deep into understanding theme logic and template tags and what goes where. There's a lot of improvement that can be done with Zion Builder. And in fact, if you were to jump over to the roadmap before we dive into the plugin, you can see a number of the things that I and others in this community have been pushing. The idea of, wouldn't it be nice if conditional logic was actually placed on every single one of these elements that you work, and now you have incredible amounts of control? Or what about other of our users who are really helping push certain features that we're trying to encourage the developers to do? All right. So without talking further, so you can actually see how quickly we're getting, we as some WP Studio members are getting traction with the developers. The other thing I'll just point out is they have an a fairly active for a new company. And I say new because Zion Builder's only been around for about a year, at least in terms of in its current iteration. So one of the things with their Facebook community, people are asking questions and I was supplying responses. So much so that just to demonstrate how they can create a flip card using Zion Builder, I have scheduled a webinar at 3 o'clock that all of you are invited to, but all of them are invited to as well. So it'll be a free webinar at 3. So that's the double dipping that you guys can see two different versions of Zion Builder taught today. And again, that's over on the WP Studio YouTube channel. I bring all this up is because now I've been in contact with the actual developers of Zion Builder, and they are very intrigued with what we would, we as people who use page builders to build products for clients, and I was including all of you guys in this community, he's really interested in things that we might contribute and share as needs. So here is a developer who sees the power of freelancers who develop for client sites that all of a sudden we might get a page builder that could focus on some of the features that we really want. And not just, hey, can we get the latest and greatest animation thing added? All right, so let's dive in and we'll talk a little bit more about whether or not I, actually there's a number of people, but I believe, again, I forgot where it was, but I believe they're in Croatia or where are they again? I'd have to go look. I originally was talking with them earlier this weekend. All right, so here we are. We've got Voce Press and we have Zion Builder installed. We've got both all the regular one, and then we've also got the pro one. There are also other teams or other developers who are starting to work on add-ons. So that's the nice thing. Zion Builder came out of the gate with an API system so people can plug in and fix, or not fix, but create new add-ons, additions, features. So let me talk about the basics of Zion Builder. From this location, in the settings of Zion Builder, it's very similar to things that we looked at with Breezy and Elementor, and the idea of you can choose which post type to add or utilize the Zion Builder page builder. It even has the similar thing that both Breezy and Elementor have, is the ability to turn on coming soon themes and maintenance mode. These are using very similar similar features that go beyond what Elementor has. So same way Breezy expanded upon what Elementor did for both the maintenance mode and the coming soon, Zion Builder also did the same thing. And again, nice little feature, especially for those of you who like to live in a cave and work late at night. You may not want to be staring at a really bright screen. So guess what? It does offer a dark mode. I mean, it's a simple little thing like that, but this means if you are designing in the interface, rather than just staring at a really bright screen, you have a dark mode. You have the ability to upload fonts or add fonts, everything from Google fonts. Look at this nice thing where I can just choose which Google fonts rather than just dump all of them into a JSON file. I can just select the Google fonts I want. I can upload my own custom fonts. And if you have an Adobe Fonts API token, which is a really nice feature that other page builders don't have. So this would help some of you who are feel like you're more in the designer side of web development. You can just grab the actual Adobe fonts and include them and enqueue them. You don't have to figure anything else out. Same thing for icons. We have right now icons for Font Awesome, but you can go ahead and add any type of icons you want and it loads in there. Permissions, like other page builders, just simply allows who can use certain areas. So I can come in here and I can say, well, for my editor, what do I want them to do? Look, I can, if we do things with just Zion, Do you want them to be able to edit stuff? Do you want them to be able to do the header and footer builder? Do you want to be able to allow them to access certain post types? So that's nice. Doesn't get overly complicated. Templates, we'll deal with all this in a bit. The tools has sync library. So basically your account on Xion, we can sync it to. So if you have other blocks that you have pre-built or templates that you have pre-built somewhere else, you can bring them over and share them. And then just a lot of this replacement URL is when you are sharing blocks, like maybe you design a block, it's a complex block of multiple elements and multiple layers, which you'll see in just a moment. And maybe you built it specifically for one site and there are some embedded URLs in there. This is what this is really for. So if you moved over a new block and now you need to jump into all the code and make sure a URL that you originally built the template for now reflects your proper site. All right. So before we get into the theme builder, which is really cool, we're going to jump over to a simple page. And this simple page, again, operates whether you're using Classic Editor or Gutenberg. We've got our stuff right here. But you're going to have the same way a page builder sits in the background and waits for you to say, hey, I want to use Xion Builder. So this is what's happening. When we click, we're going to work with Xion Builder. For the most part, until you get a better workflow, and I'll try and get to a point to show you those workflows, you're going to be presented with your themes header, your themes sidebar, and your themes footer, and then the content areas where you are looking. I would encourage you to, when you're playing around, or maybe you're using that try.xionbuilder.io to play around with this, over on the left-hand side, it's going to be helpful that you know what each of these icons are. But let me quick show you one thing. We're going to go over here to this options area. So I click my options. It opens up a panel. I want to go to my page options. Why? Because I want to change the page layout. Because I want to just use a blank canvas just so we can play around with the blank canvas without having to work with anything else. So we're going to do the blank canvas. And immediately we are presented with a blank canvas. All right. So to get started, let's talk about what all these things on the left-hand side do. So basically down, we'll start at the bottom, and this is where we save the stuff that we do. And it will always alert you that, hey, it will save things locally in your installation or in your session. So if for whatever reason you get called away or your cat steps on your refresh button, and you forgot to save, it'll ask you, do you want us to load the local version or the server version? So there is a saved local version that's happening, like at a constant level saving. So that's kind of nice. But over here, we have kind of the about section, but this is also how we get back to the regular WordPress dashboard, or this is how we get to the theme builder of Xion, or this is how we preview the post. And you can also see things that I love. They have short codes. I am a big believer. That's part of why I love Todoist and other productivity apps, and why I always turn on Gmail short codes, because I tend to use keyboard shortcuts rather than using the mouse to get around to things. Nice that they have all these things built in so that when the actual Xion Builder design canvas is activated, I can use all these copy paste things that are just in here, not in the browser. You'll see why, because Xion Builder has this really cool feature that allows you to copy the style of an element and then paste that style on another element. So let's say you, and we'll do this in a moment, but let's say you have already designed all your headers, the text headers, exactly how you want. Well, rather than going and redoing all the styles, I can copy and paste that style in other header areas. So it's one of these really cool features that other page builders haven't done. All right, keep going down. We have four options for our responsive editing. Yeah, Elementor added that fairly recent, maybe his past 6 months, if I remember, or at least I knew about it 6 months ago. It may have been around for a while. But paste, copy and pasting, not the actual element, but the style is helpful. So we can have a desktop, laptop, tablet, and mobile. It's now where a lot of, the funny thing is, the tablet is, if you think your iPad and items, a lot of times the laptop and desktop are really going to be two different sizes. So it's helpful that the responsiveness of Xion Builder has distinguished, because desktops are going to be big monitors most of the time, and laptops are probably going to be between 13 and 15 inches. So it's nice that there is a big differentiation. Okay, we come up here and we have our history that we can jump back to different points. We can revert, we can undo, and we can see what's going on. We have our templates, because Xion Builder also has templates that we can get started with, everything from templates to sections, and we'll use a few of these in just a moment. And then we also have what is our tree view panel. This is going to be your lifesaver to understand the logic of Xion Builder. And there are several things. There's a tree view, there's a section view, and there's a wireframe. When we build a few items, it'll make more sense why there's three different things. And I found I use all of them. For different purposes, I will jump back and forth. All right. So to quick get started, just so we can play around, I am going to come over here just to a library. Let's go ahead and grab one I haven't played around with before. That's a big, huge, that's a full, let's do this one. Or let's grab this one. We'll insert this guy. So basically, it's going to insert our document or the whatever. We got a nice looking website already set to go. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, oh, no, it's got those divvy multicolor things where depending on what I click on or hover, it's got these divvy multicolors. Well, all you need to know are three colors. There is basically a section, a container, and an element. A section, a container, and an element. Let's come up here, and I'm going to open up my area, and see, here's my tree view. These are the different sections that have already been done. One of the really nice things is if you are designing really long pages and you're looking at a tree view, normally I would sit here and rename a bunch of these so I know what they are, but I can click one of these and it's going to take me to that section. How awesome is that? It will take me to the section that I am wanting to work on, and then I can click on this, open it up, and I can find my columns. So it's going to open that column, and I'm going to open that, and okay, there's an icon box and there's a button. There's that button. So it will move your canvas to the proper location. Now, let me do this. Let me hover over the section. And I'm going to hover over the section. And I wish I had a larger screen, but this is what I can do. Here, I'll do this. So I'm hovering on the section. And you'll notice how there is an open the section toolbox. This looks a little bit like Breezy. But it's not quite, because it only has edit, save that element to your own library. Basically, that's make it more of a global element that you will save it to different locations. I can hide that element and I can duplicate and I can just delete it. A section has an overarching, and that's what this bluish purple looks like. Inside the section, which you will see with yellow, here, yellow, is a column. And you can actually see the column here. But when I hover over it, it says yellow. So a column is going to be inside a section. And then there is a light blue for element. So elements are the design things like your text, your headers, your images, your accordions, any of the stuff that you would be designing the content for. So if you can wrap your brain around the fact that there are sections, columns, and then are elements, everything else will make sense. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to go to my section here. And just for the purpose of what we're going to do, we're going to add something right below the section and above the header. So there's two ways to do something like this. I can right click on this. I can come over here to, let me close this. I can come here and I can create a button on my tree view. I could also come to my section view where I see all the items. And these are when you'll get a visual look where you can drag and drop and move the different elements. So it's more of a visual. And if I do the wireframe, I can actually see, this looks like what we used to use with themes for hook visualization. That's kind of what's going on. So I can see where everything is laid out in a wireframe, which means if I'm looking over here and I'm like, that button, that's what I'm looking for. I can right click on the button, or I can click this, the three dots, to get the same thing. So anywhere on here, I can right click, I can edit, duplicate, cut, element, paste, rename, hide. And then, as I said, remember how, well, if you like all your styling that you've done, which I'll show you where it is in just a moment, I can copy just that element style and I could bring it over here to this one and paste the element style on this other button. Let me just go back over to our tree view just so we could see. So basically we'd be looking at, where's my, I think there's a button here. Let's go back up. I've already lost what I'm looking for. Okay. I didn't want to get too far. Let me go ahead and add something here. So we want to add a section between the navigation area and this big header area. What I'm going to hover over here, and I can probably find, and that's why I wanted to talk about that bluish purple is section. I'm looking for to get my mouse to give me that plus in between two sections. I can go ahead and just create a new item and say, all right, let's create a section and call this, rename our muffin section. And then I can just drag this all the way up, drag it in between. So I can do that. And now I've got to see, here's my muffin section. I can do that. That's one way to do it. I can do it within this tree view. Let me delete this. Or I can hover over, find my little section. And it's tough because the about us in name and then, sorry, the menu is hovering over, but it literally says add section. Let me see if I can find a better way to do it. Insert after column. Where's my blue? All right, there, insert after section. So see how that says that? That's what we'd be doing. Now I'm going to put it up here just so it's nice and top. So I open this up and I am given, there's a slight confusion here. These are pre-made sections with columns predefined. Does that make sense? So this would be, if I click this, it would create a section and then a column in that section. If I created this one, it would create two columns side by side in a section. If I want to control absolutely everything, I can immediately go to the elements and choose a section, and it will not create any columns inside that section. Does that make sense? That's one of the confusing things if you're just starting. It'll make a little bit more sense in just a moment. Now, let's click this. I created, and notice how now I have a yellow. That yellow is that column. I can even look over here. See, there's a column. There's nothing else in here. At this point, I can add things to the column. So see how there is an actual indentation of in the tree view panel, so I know where I'm adding things. But let's just go ahead and do one other thing. I want space. I have not even showed you the style and the modifications. Everything we've been doing right now has been visually. But look at this. When I'm hovering, notice how there is a light blue that shows up. I can even see a light blue on the side. These are basically the padding margin that would happen around here. But there's a really cool trick. If I hover over one of them, you see my mouse change to an up-down arrow. I can hold the control key down and drag, and it's going to, well, I can, it should do both. Or maybe, oh, where's my, oh, it did. See how 77 and 77, if I put it down, now it's 32 and 32. So it's making them equal. Now I can just do one, see how that's without holding the control. But if I hold my control and drag, I now have my margins being made equal. Just a nice little trick, and I can do all that. All right. So then let's add an element. So inside, because we already have a column, we can see we already have a column inside the section. I can come through. We'll come back to some of these containers and sidebars and modals. I have the basics that you need. Oh, Hugh, thank you for that. Shift drag. I did not know about the 5 pixel increments. So we have text, we have custom code, simple counter, progress bar, anchor points, icon list, testimonials, alerts, regular WordPress short codes, pricing box, tabs, accordions. We'll get into a few of these: headings, buttons, separators, inner content, and menu. They also have image sliders, images, slider builders, videos, Google Maps, SoundCloud, every one of the WordPress widgets that you can use, which means if a theme like VocePress or other or form builders, these will all get added. And you have the ability to deal with pagination, countdown, search, social share buttons. And there are, as I said, there's another plugin out there that expands the same way like Beaver Builder and Elementor has expansion plugins that add additional features. That's the only one that's there. But here's one of the things that I am absolutely loving. Let me pull the text. And we're going to have, there's our sample text. We see our text here. At this point, I can come over here and do my little open the text toolbox, and I can hit edit. I have found that just right-clicking on anything gives me quicker access. I can also right-click on my tree view to get to my edit. At this point, again, what's nice is you can choose however many panels you want. You can also say, you know what? I want this panel to go on this side. I can move panels around or close them. So out of the box, Zion Builder Pro, yes, you'll get a regular classic editor, which means if you have plugins that have ability to add items, you can use everything from here. You can even use the text. But this is the awesome part. I haven't tried multiple monitors. I don't think I can't leave this. Now, if you have your monitor set to share the screen, not operate like two different screens, you know how you can create a monitor that extends and you make your browser extend, then you could put one on one side, not. But I think if the browser is full screen on this, you're not going to be able to move it off of the browser screen, if that makes sense. All right. So styling. You might have clicked here and you go, oh, that's annoying. Where's all my sliders? That's because what Zion Builder has done has basically said, hey, let's put a div around the sample text. So there's actually a div. We can jump in there. We can see the div. If you were to dive into the code of once we publish this. But basically, it's this. There's a div that's wrapping around this. I click on that, and now we are assigning CSS to that div. We don't have to go figure it out. So we can go through, here's the background. Here is the gradients. And if you haven't seen the gradient video for Zion Builder, you are missing out. It is Zion Builder gradient blows most of the gradients out of the water because we can add multiple radials and create very unique backgrounds. And I'm, their video for that does a great job and shows you how easy it is to create something that looks good. And again, you can do images. Notice how you have all your control about the image, even the video. I can even directly just drag a Vimeo or a YouTube video, which shows controls or not, autoplays, starts muted, where's all this stuff going. So you have a video override. Then in this wrapper, here's all your typography for this wrapper. Here's all the borders and the shadows of dealing with this wrapper. Sizing the margins, the paddings, what is the block size, min, height, everything. Now, here's the other thing. If I'm working with this, and then I want to say, well, what's it look like on a tablet? I can make the changes here when I'm in the tablet mode, and it's going to write the responsiveness. Same way other page builders handle this. We also have the ability to display. Now, here is one of the big differences between Zion Builder and most of the other page builders. It is built on Flexbox. So Flexbox gives you a lot more layout control. Responsive sizes are simply when you adjust the, great question, Marianne, when you adjust a tablet, anything I change here is going to be assigned to that size. So if I, let's do this. If I go to typography and set a font size here, now we're going to go back to our desktop. See, desktop font size is back here. So I could make this much bolder. Oh, globally, let's see, how's the best way? This is where your theme is coming in. The theme will handle it, and that's part of why VocePress works awesome with this, because we can define the theme stuff in the customizer for globals. And their defaults are nothing unless you're, if you're using their own designs, their own library stuff. Sure, each one of these library things has their own weights, their own styles. But if you start from scratch, it's like a blank website or blank CSS style sheet, and you have to add everything. Because there's no Zion Builder theme. All the defaults that you would be seeing here are because of VocePress's defaults. Does that make sense? So there's no theme. It's whatever theme you are using. Okay, let's jump back over here. A few more other things. So really nice that it's super easy. And oh, see how they have these like green lights? That means I've actually made modifications. And let's say, you know what? Let's discard all the changes for my tablet one because something wasn't working. Just click the button. All those changes go away and you can start from scratch with all the designing. Basically, it's a reset. But I can see that, hey, you know what? I haven't checked the mobile for this one. Ooh, mobile, typography. Let's change this one. Ooh. All right. Boom. Let's make it go centered. Boom. So now I have my mobile, my tablet, my desktop, and my laptop. So it's a nice little feature. Now, here's the other thing. And I will demonstrate more on the transitions and the transforms with the webinar this afternoon where I show how to do a flip box. because normally I would do a flip box with straight CSS, but I can jump in here and do transition properties. Transitioning this element, again, I'm still just on this element, or transforming, doing the size, when it comes in, what triggers it. And then let me show you this filter one. This filter is awesome. And sorry, just want to put this custom attribute before I go further. Let's say you know that you need to add a CSS perspective 1000 pixels. And you weren't able to find it. Now, you could find it in transform where there's perspective. But if I don't even know where it is, but I know I need font size 50 pixels, I can come to custom attributes and say, you know what? What's my attribute name? Well, I'll use font size, for example. Font size 50 pixels. Boom. It's going to assign a font size 50 pixels for an attribute. Or I can come in here and say perspective of 1000 pixels. So you can begin to add things. But the best part about these attributes in your CSS styling is the dynamic data. Now, I haven't shown that to you yet. Before I leave this, this is something most other page builders don't offer. See how we got our wrapper here? Again, that's the wrapper that we're dealing with. And again, we got that green button that shows you we did some work. We did some work. I can now do pseudo tags on this text. Hover, before, after, active, focus, custom. Pretty cool. All of these in the point and click styling. Now, some of you might be like, you know what? I love doing CSS. Is there a place for me to just do CSS where I don't have to point and click through all these different things? Absolutely. In the advanced tag is a custom CSS. And I don't even have to know what ID or class this is because I can simply do element color red. Boom. And I'm doing all the stuff here. Best part about this custom CSS is we can then add hovers. We can add additional CSS. We can do child themes of this element. I don't need to know what it is. I can just put my own CSS in here. We do have some display logic for logged in, logged out users. Okay. So that is the quick concept of what an element is. Let's dive a little bit deeper and see. I wanted to do this. There's something I was going to show you before I left this area. What was it? Was I going to show you? I know there was something I was going to show you. Oh, well. Oh, dynamic text. Absolutely. I started there and then I jumped into styling. This dynamic data out of the box will support basically anything that creates additional fields. So I click this and it will replace whatever text I've got. So I can now say, well, if we're on this page, go grab the post title. Post content, post custom field. So the post custom field, that would be anything that we would be using with Metabox or pods. We can get author information. We can get site information. We can get current user information. We can even go get short codes. And if you really want to get stuff, I can go get a function return value. What? That means if I have written a function in PHP, let's say in the themes functions.php file, I can enter the name of the function. And then maybe I even want to pass some arguments to that function. I can put some text before, I can have fallback. So if that function returns a result or information or code or anything, I can say dynamically, go run this function. This is one of the things that blows any other page builder out of the water. Because I guess this is the other aspect of it. If you already have a WordPress website, you probably have custom code sitting in your functions.php. Maybe you wrote some code for a newsletter subscription widget because you've got an old newsletter system or something. It's just always worked. So why change it? And what you had normally done is maybe you did it as a short code, or maybe you added some conditional logic to only run that function in certain locations. Well, now I just enter the name of the function. And that basically we've now embedded that function to run in this location dynamically. And at the same time, you can also do that short code. Well, I just need a short code to run in this location. Enter the name of the short code. I can put stuff before that short code, out after that short code. The ability for us to do some advanced things is like unheard of with some of these page builders. Now it's buried. There's probably not much documentation on it yet. I didn't check, but I played around with these function returning values. I just haven't found something that will do that and allow me as the developer to design exactly what I want. All right. So let's do something. We're going to build something here. I'm going to leave our little, we're going to go back to our WP dashboard. Let's go back to our Zion Builder. Now, we started here, and now I'm going to show you Theme Builder. Theme Builder allows you to design a header, design a footer, design a body tag. But the best part about it is you can design as many themes. So these are basically the templates that you would use that we would normally create PHP template files for a single post page, an archive post page, the search results. So look at this. When I say new one, let's call this one our quick template. I can say, you know what? We are going to add, I don't know what type of content I have on this site. Let's just change the way the post archive page works. I want to do that. Now I can come in here and select certain posts. See, I can select items, but basically we're going to create a template for our post archive page. Now, let me just save this. At this point, we haven't added anything. So if I save this, we go to our Voce Press site, and here we are in our post archive page, because post archive page is also the home page right now. Nothing's changed. Right now, we just have whatever the code of our theme is doing. We have a header here, we have the body, and we have our footer. Watch what happens when I say, you know what? I just want to change the layout of the quick template, of the content area. I click this. We're going to add a new component. I'm not going to do anything with it yet. Let's just save this. Let's jump back over here and look at our site. A, we have not added. Let me make sure if I have. Yeah, we haven't added anything, so it doesn't know. Oh, it's adding this one. That's the quick template. That's where it is. Okay, so let me edit this. So basically, we are now looking here at a quick template body. I'm about ready to show you how you can build loops. And basically, what this has now done is, as long as they get a few more features in, this has almost made Loop Studio void, like no need. So I'm going to come in here and let me see if I have, what do I have? Okay, there's nothing here. So we're going to create a section just because I want an overarching section. There's a reason why. And then inside, I'm going to create a column. A column. Make sure that that column's inside. Notice how I can drag this in here. I didn't want them side by side. So let me delete this, make sure I do it properly. Inside section, let's create a column. Okay, so now we've got our, there, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted something inside. There is something, well, there, not something, there is a thing called the repeater. So remember how when I described to you all the query and the loop, the query builds the shopping list to go into the database, get information out. The display or of the loop is when we repeat the results that we go find of all the different posts over and over and over again. So you have two parts. Zion Builder calls them, as you're going to see, we're going to edit this section. I'm editing this section. Calls this a provider. The provider creates the query. The column, when I edit the column, is the consumer, the thing that's going to repeat. So notice how all of a sudden, hey, why do you have all these columns? Well, because if we go back to the section, we're going to see that we are using the active page query. Remember, we assigned this template, this theme template that we are building to all posts. Well, guess what? I have five posts on the website. So it's already created the columns for me. I just have to edit one of them. You'll see why in just a moment. And I tend to do this in the tree view panel. But I can drop this down in the provider. Basically, think about it as the wrapper class, which has the query, and I can do two or three things, recent posts or a query builder, where I can then assign certain posts to be pulled, and you can select multiple. I can assign certain categories based on whatever I'm needing, how many posts per page, how do you order, descending or not. Now, if you also look at their roadmap, both Hugh and I have been suggesting new features to add to this query system that will basically make this do exactly what Loop Studio does. So we're going to just leave. I'm going to just go back to my active page query. Why? Because we've already set it as this is going to be the theme we are using to display our posts. All right. So I'm going to come over here to my column and I opened it up in my tree view just so that I want to click on make sure that I am adding something to the column. Why? Because I'm adding something to the item that has the repeater consumer. I click this and now I can come in here and say, you know what? Let's add do I want a header or a heading? Sure. Let's do a heading. So look, oh, wow. Now we got sample stuff. Let's click on this, edit this, and just make sure that we are adding post title. Look, it's just added all our post titles. Now, you might be thinking, well, wait a minute. Now it's like doing this weird masonry thing. Let's take a look at a few of the other, if I look at my column, because that's the thing that's wrapping around as one of them, it's based on the flex box of 12 positions like Bootstrap does. So if I set it as 12, basically it's going to take up the full width. This column is going to be the full width of everything. Does that make sense? If I put it at 6 and 6, then each one of these is going to be 6, and so it's going to be side by side. If I did 5, it can't wrap the way the Flexbox works. Maybe we need another webinar on Flexbox soon. So I've got my header. I can click on this and I can say, oh, let's grab some text. What text do we want to use? This is where we go to the dynamic stuff and say, well, I want my post content. All right, so now we're starting to flesh out. Well, let's go into our column. Go back to the column because now maybe we need some styling of this is the wrapper of the column, which is being repeated over and over again. So now let's just do a border. We'll just add add some dark color. Oh, there, 3 pixels. There's our item, and maybe we can do a box shadow of something. Who knows? I'm just playing around with weird things. All right. I can come over here, sizing and spacing. So maybe I need in the margin at the bottom of each one. Notice how I can move that. And maybe I need a little bit of space on the top. So there's a bunch of things that you can start styling. Again, because I only had to do a section, which is the query, and here's the repeating. This is a simple way to put. Now, if you're using pods, you're using other things, fine. Just keep adding other text fields or other image fields, and you are doing the dynamic assigning of the value of whatever field is going on. So once we're done, we hit save. Let's go ahead and go back to our builder. Theme builder. There's our quick template body. Save. So now when I come back over here to our site, I wonder if I didn't assign it to anything. Let's just go make sure that this is being assigned to something. Let's do this. That's the post. Let's do the homepage. I'm going to have to undo this one because I think this is the homepage. No, I have already unassigned it. Perfect. Zoom in on the sidebar. You mean like this? Like you can actually work with Xion at full browser zoom type stuff. And I'll show you, I'll do the same thing when we go back to look at a settings area. All right, so then there's my homepage. That's that thing that we just created. I didn't have to know how to do the loop. I just used the repeater. All right, let's just jump back over here just so we can show Marianne that if I open up, let's go here. Column. Let me edit this just so we can open this up. Boom, boom, boom. So I can operate like this if I want. It's a lot of scrolling, or if you have a really big monitor, you're going to be good. But nice thing is, and that's part of how Vue.js's templating system does it. It most Vue.js in their template systems for the user interface, it will work with user settings. All right. So because of this, let me jump back over here. Oh, this is the other one. Let's say we're playing around with dynamic stuff. I can actually choose a single page, single post. Show me how that looks like with this. I can select the post and then feed that post through my dynamic data. And it can be fine-grained control. This is one of the best ways to make sure every piece of your stuff might or might not be pixel perfect. Because then maybe on certain posts, you're like, all right, I do need to go back in and change the size of this image. I'm going to show you. That's the other thing. I just remembered. I'm going to show you a filter thing. So what we're going to do here, let's leave this area and go back and I don't want to mess with. There, back to dashboard. Let's close this component. I'm going to create a page and edit with Xion Builder. Let's go ahead and just choose the page option. Oh, this is the other thing. Good thing I did this. When I'm here, yes, Georgia, the one this afternoon is just at the YouTube, at the WP Studio YouTube channel. When I select my page layout, I have this ability to change status, page title, up page featured image, but I have custom CSS and custom JavaScript that will be only loaded on this template or this page or this post. So I have great control over when and where certain code will be used. Part of the way you can get a really fast website, only loading CSS and JavaScript where it's needed. All right, so I'm going to close this because I want to create a huge element. Let me add in a image. One second. It'll make sense why I'm doing this in a moment. Oh, and you can also search to find stuff immediately. So I'm going to go in here, right click, because I need to edit this image. Let's go grab an image. Let me find something that has, oh, I think this one has white space. It does. All right, so there's white space. The reason why I want to show this is, let's go back to our section. I'm going to go to my edit this, go to my background of my wrapper, and let's set a, oh, it already has this. Ah, I wish I had an image. Let me see if I do have an image. Change this. You'll see why I'm trying to do this here in just a moment. Load more. What have we done? Okay, this may or may not work. Okay, so notice how I have a white image, white background, but I have a different background here. It's a different color. This is going to look horrible. I can already tell you this, but it's going to be fun to do it. So I come over here to my let's go to my image. Let's edit the image. Hold on, I need to make sure I'm there. Hopefully it's here. Okay, filters. The same way in Photoshop where I can screen, multiply, overlay, darken, lighten, dodge. If I multiply this, oh, look at that. I have taken that white background image, blended it with my background color that's on a different section. So if I come back over here and change the, come back over, make a little better color. See, because of blending it, I have turned something that my client gave me an icon or a logo that just for some reason is not transparent. Zion Builder has filters the same way you would use Photoshop. Just one of those neat little things that shows that extra effort is being made. So with Zion Builders, not only the ability to design as many templates, assign those templates. I'm going to assign this template. Let's create another one because I want to create one real simple one where you will all see a very specific page for sample page. Where'd it go? Oh, sample page, sample. Save this. And now we're going to add a body. Edit, something very simple. Let's create your tech or your heading. Edit this to make sure we do the dynamic stuff to get from the post title. And then right below that, we will just add let's put it in here inside the column. And then we will add text for our edit this. Our content. So there's our piece of content for whatever we were looking at. All right, so let me save and publish this, and let's go look at our site. So here's our item. Here's Guten Tor and sample page. The reason why I'm showing you this is, look, even when I'm building this, I'm designing, again, I have to look at why that's doing. It's actually pulling that directly in. I still get the same. Let me refresh this. I think I know what's going on. I need to save and go back to Builder Dashboard and make sure I have saved this. Sometimes that works. Getting the sample page. All right. I got to figure out, there's something going on, and I think it's because I've been playing around with this all weekend, and I may have messed something up, and I might have to do a reinstall. But what was happening was my header from Voce Press and my footer from Voce Press would stay, and I could just design the template body. But then the moment I said, you know what, I want to use the header that I used here, or I want to use the standard footer, and then I saved, again, it would, there. It would actually grab the header, the footer, the design. It's pulling this footer that I designed for this one, and it's putting it in. Does that make sense? So I have the ability to create as many templates as I want, assign them to where it's going to be, where it's going to show. I can even exclude it from certain things. And we can create as many as we want, easy as that. So yes, the webinar this afternoon is that's going to be here at the link that Hugh shared. I'll show you what we're going to do. Is I wanted to just dive in and see if we could create a flip card. And it's using the idea of sections, containers, images, so that using simple CSS, and it's in an hour from now at 3 p.m. And it's just got some regular CSS to show how you can do that. So the reason why I'm saying this is not a pre-made module or element that comes with Zion Builder. It's simply using their idea of, hey, in my section, can I apply certain CSS just to that section? Absolutely. And then I can transform. I can do this. I can do it all in here, or I can sit down and I can do it all in here. It's just how you want to go through and do it. So come and join me. We are going to build this one from scratch at 3. It might make a little bit more sense on what Zion Builder offers. And as a reminder, Zion Builder is $99 right now on AppSumo. And the $99 is unlimited websites. It's lifetime. Even if it's not your cup of tea, if you think that maybe in the future this might be something you would look at, it's probably worth it to get it, simply because you're not going to have a lifetime. Marianne, I think, well, right now they've done the proper 2D flexbox. So everything you can do with CSS Grid, we can kind of do with flexbox because they're only dealing with the 2D version of flexbox. They're not getting into some of the advanced stuff we do with CSS Grid. But here's the benefit. We can turn it. We can turn in our own thing into CSS Grid. I can come in here and write my own CSS for this section, and I can say display grid. And then any element I place in here is going to affect the way CSS Grid does. So I could use CSS Grid with this. Flexbox just simply offers this additional point and click method of showing it as a block, inline, flex, where we want. It even goes through, and if we're showing, now I have to find where it was. Nope. Well, there was another one. Oh, that's right. If I'm inside, then it's going to shoot like this image. If I'm going to edit this image, what I was trying to show is then it's jumping in and showing our, that's still the Z index stuff, but our aligning. Oh, I didn't do any stuff. Basically, you're sizing on how far. So I don't think the CSS grid versus Flexbox is going to be that much of an issue because you can go CSS grid. It already has a bunch of the stuff for Flexbox in the point and click area, or you can do it with code. And as just as I'll leave you with, it does have about 150 templates or sections to get you started. You can save things locally, import them, handle your own blocks. This is probably the lowest number of design elements from other page builders, but if you understand how you can build with proper structure with Zion Builder, you could create anything. But you also have some pre-made things, everything from some content, some footers, some headers to get you started, simple things, latest posts. They even have some different UIs. But lots of stuff to point and click. So I hope you can probably tell I'm fairly excited about what Zion Builder has done. Because we may do some additional webinars. Oh, I know we will. But in my template builder, I could simply build all the templates. And then I can turn over a site to a client where they don't see any of this theme builder. They just use the regular WordPress posts and they can use either the Gutenberg or they can use Classic Editor. Why? Because we would have already built the dynamic templates to insert or build the feed, the query in the loop so that we can just fetch the content out of the database. So our clients could still do exactly what they have been doing. We just have greater opportunity to look at this. Now, Marion, yes, the dev team behind Zion Builder, they many years ago had built the was Kalyas theme, C-A-L-L-Y-A-S or something like that. They've done a bunch of things with Theme Forest. That's where a number of their themes were at the time. But there's at least eight or 10 people, if I remember correctly, who work on their team. So it's not a small group, but it's not a giant group. But notice, again, I want to keep saying one more thing. We're going to cut this webinar off just so I can upload this and get ready for the one at 3. It is so fast. Most of the other tools that we would build or work with there is wait time of load time. You'll notice how it is super snappy in getting items, jumping to different areas, finding the right wrappers, adding classes. After you've played around with it for a little bit, I think it becomes more natural to how you would logically build a website. Whereas it felt like most of the other page builders I've looked at, you have to learn their page builder way of doing something. After just spending a short amount of time, I feel like it's my brain naturally says, well, if I want to do the background, I know I'm going to my styling. I know I'm going to my wrapper. I'm not having to hunt around too much. It doesn't take that long to get it. So take care. I hope I see some of you guys hanging out at the free YouTube webinar. Now it's also on, it's going to simulcast onto YouTube, Facebook, if you want to be there as well. But we'll dive in, look at this, and we might meet some new developer friends who are probably coming over from the Zion Builder Facebook group to join us at 3 p.m. for this item. And Marianne, absolutely, that's a good hesitation to have. The only thing that has gotten me excited about it is, and maybe I'll do a few more webinars, I can use Gutenberg alongside Zion Builder. It feels natural that if I'm doing the design work, development work, rather than going into the PHP of a theme, do the design work, and then I can write my content or design my content, style my content in Gutenberg if you want to go that way. Or you could, if here's the other way is, I am seeing less and less sites that use blogging. So why use Gutenberg in the editor when I can just simply design every single page for the client for their brochure site? And then use the power of WordPress to add my SEO, add my WooCommerce or Easy Digital Downloads, or add those and use that. So use your gravity forms, use things. I think there's a lot more potential moving forward with Zion Builder alongside with where WordPress wants to go, if that helps. Something to think about. All right, so take care. Hopefully I'll see you guys around 3 in about 50 minutes. And have a great rest of the day.